And welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall updates. Happy spring, Mayor.
Happy spring, Joe. Very beautiful morning. The allergies are certainly kicking in, I can tell you today.
Pollen is a flying for sure. Yes,
there is.
Yes.
Happens every year, though.
it's definitely a sign of spring, yes. How are all the fountains in the city? Are they up and running now?
Up and running, okay. Absolutely. People love those. There's something about being around hearing water elements. That and something around being a fire crackling. Oh, there's something soothing about both of them. But indeed, the water elements are already up and running and being well received.
Nice. And I see that they're making quite a lot of progress over on the Cliveden Street at the bridge project.
Yes, indeed. The bridge is actually a little bit behind, but they should catch up in time for the September event. The park project and the roads, which is under the city construction process, is well on its way, and that's going extremely well. Yeah. I am glad we moved the event to September for all the right reasons, but it's coming along really nicely.
Sure, yeah, September 11th, just to remind folks, the anniversary of the terror attacks, right?
Yes, it's funny, it just worked out that way with the schedules. You know, when I had a conversation with the governor earlier in the spring about this public outdoor event, I also had talked to General Joe Dunford about it. We all thought it made sense just to push it off a little longer. And, you know, the way we're going with our numbers, it looks like the right call. So that way there's no limitations on the number of people we could accommodate for the event. Sure. It'd be a shame to keep people away, you know.
Sure, yeah. I know that all the General's families will want to be there, no doubt.
We have over 400 now on the honorary committee, and those are people either from Quincy or currently live in Quincy that have served or are currently serving. So we've invited them to be part of the honorary committee, and I know they're anxious to be at the event as well. So I think we'll have a nice turnout.
Okay, very nice. Speaking of the governor, he was just in the city again yesterday.
He was indeed. Oh. Yes, we saw him down at the Manet, the clinic at Manet, but it's actually the city building, the future Richard DeGustafaro building. As you well know, Joe, we partnered with Manet very early. That became a testing site, and then it rolled into the vaccination site. We've delivered thousands of vaccines at that location. It worked out extremely well for all parties. And the governor was there to talk a little bit about where we're at, but he also had a lot of good things to say about Manet and local health centers and their part in getting the vaccination into the arms of our residents. So it was great to see him.
Yep, they hit the 25,000 vaccine mark not too long ago, and they're offering it to the high school students as well.
Yes, and they're doing other pop-up ones around the city, and we're seeing more of that around the state, trying to get out into community centers and places where people, you know, are at that may not otherwise come in to get their vaccination. So that's going to be the challenge, that last 25% to 30% of the population that still have not been vaccinated.
Right. The governor is joining the president virtually today, and I'm sure he will mention that during that conversation.
Indeed, yes.
Mayor, can we talk a little bit about, now that things are slowly starting to get back to normal, Quincy 400 is not far off, less than 4 years away, actually.
Yes, yes, indeed. My staff and I were talking about that last week. We had a little bit of a meeting on it, and, you know, we had tremendous momentum, as you know, Joe, talking about a lot of projects and things, and then, of course, the pandemic closed all momentum for everything except for the panther disease itself, right?
Yes.
But we're back at it. And obviously, we have some good time. One of the major goals was a performing arts center by 2025. That came out of actually the comments from, I think, about 2,500 people took a survey. Others were at community meetings, but that was the most common theme for a desire, for a want, a wish to add to our city was some kind of a performing arts center. Now, performing arts centers, there's a lot of different definitions. So slash cultural center, slash arts center, whatever it may end up being. But we're still working on that. There's a lot of planning still going on, a lot of behind the scenes work, but we'll be able to re-engage the community and the public again very soon.
Yeah, I know that initially you had hoped it would be located right where the glass building is, where you are now, but that has been since changed, right?
That has changed. Yeah, the engineering on it came back that it's just too close to the tracks.
Okay.
and the issue of the vibration and noise that generated from the tracks would be millions to mitigate. So we're looking at other sections in the downtown.
Okay. And any news from the city of Boston on the John Adams collection for the...
Actually, we got a letter this week from them essentially saying we don't agree, we're not giving them up, essentially saying that. It's certainly more articulate than that. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but
sure.
it looks like they are not going to release these too easily. So we'll continue the dialogue. We'll begin a dialogue. And that was one of the things the letter indicated from the director, was that we should have open a dialogue to discuss the future. And that to me was positive, but clearly they do not want to give up stewardship of this collection, and I understand that. But at the end of the day, I think it's pretty clear what John Adams' wishes were. So we'll see what happens. I didn't think they would just roll over and turn them over to us, quite frankly. I expected there'd be some kind of a disagreement here and some kind of a battle. Whether it ends up in court is another question. But we'll see what happens. We'll keep at it.
Will you still move forward, though, with the plans for the Adams Academy?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I mean, you couldn't be awarded the collection if we weren't prepared, you know? Mm-hmm. So the goal is to build, as we talked about, a presidential center in honor of the two Adamses and their wives. And then, the collection could go there or it could go to the Adams Academy, either way. But we're moving forward with the Presidential Center in either case.
Okay. Speaking of the city of Boston, I saw last week another lawsuit filed regarding the Long Island Bridge. Is this just part of the same battle?
It is. Yep. It is. It's part of the same battle, yes. We're using, every opportunity in the process to make our position known, to make it clear that, for our residents of our city, this is not acceptable. We've also seen a letter go in from the boating community of the Boston Harbor region, which is signed by dozens and dozens of yacht clubs and all, about the navigation issue, that the bridge proposed would be too low in today's standards, which would have a great effect on the boating community navigating in the harbor. So that was something that came out of the blue a little bit. We hadn't seen that, but I guess the Coast Guard beats with boating communities regarding, anything related to that could have an effect on them. And as a result of that, they have put an objection in based on the size of the bridge and so forth at this point. So, we'll keep the battle going.
Yeah, that's the first I've heard of that. That's an interesting twist.
It is, yes.
Is the plans for maybe a ferry service from Squanto Point Park still in the discussion?
Well, again, with the pandemic, everything kind of slowed down. But yes, as you know, we've done a pilot program out of there for a couple of years. Additionally, the commission that had looked at ferries for the Boston Harbor region actually recommended that Squanto Point Park would be a very good site to have one of the terminals. The state's still dealing with huge revenue shortfalls the MBTA's incurred because of the lower ridership and all. So, it's just been pushed aside for a little while.
Yeah.
I think that discussion will come back, and I think at some point the state will get a little bit more real on it. I mean, we're Massachusetts Bay. I mean, look at how many cities are on the harbor, and so many cities in the world have fair amount of water taxi service. So I think it's time we get more serious about it, and I think we will get there at some point.
Will that partnership continue this year with the town of Winthrop?
I'm not sure on that.
Okay.
I have to check in with our folks on it.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Obviously, they were impacted as well by the pandemic.
Correct, absolutely.
Lots coming up, Mayor, in the next couple of months. We've got high school graduations, Quincy College graduation, Flag Day.
Yes, budget presentation Monday night.
Yep.
This is a busy time of the year. And I'm looking forward to it because it's been a quiet year in regards to events. And though we were able to pull off the high school graduations during the summer last year, it's going to be awesome to see the kids being able to walk and receive the diploma in the normal fashion.
Sure. Any preview on the budget you could tell us about?
Not many changes in
okay.
it. It'll be fairly lean. I think these times we're still going to be careful on how we proceed. So, but looking forward to presenting that Monday. And as you know, the council has 45 days to act on it before the end of the fiscal year.
And finally, any news on a health commissioner yet, Mayor?
We're almost ready to announce it, Joe. Yes, indeed, it's going to be happening. Later today, I'll be making an announcement.
Oh, do please include us in that release if you could. We'd appreciate
Will
it.
Will do.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Enjoy this beautiful day, Mayor.
You also, Joe.
All
thank
right.
you.
Yep, bye-bye. Quincy Mayor Thomas Coker, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.